Is life getting you down? Well, don't worry, because you're definitely not alone. Hello, I'm your host, Melissa Wilson, and today I'm going to be talking about top 10 things about me you most likely did not know. Coming up at number 10, I am almost 20 years old. Yes, that is right, everyone, I am almost 20. My birthday, unfortunately, isn't until November 15, and it kind of sucks. I have to wait a whole entire year just to turn the number of the year, practically. But unlike others, I don't complain about it as much as you probably think I do. At number 9, I am Australian. Of course, I'm Australian, can't you hear my accent? I was born and raised here by both my Australian parents, and I'm not ashamed to pronounce my country as my home. Although, at this current moment, I'm a bit off about it, due to the Black Lives Matter movement, as Indigenous Australians are not having it as equal of those, as those of white descent. At number 8, I have 2 siblings, of whom are 2 years apart from me. Sometimes I do wish I had much younger siblings, but at the same time, I don't need attitude from them or even having them be super bratty. They are fraternal twins, as one of them is male and the other female. They're 18 this year. Oh, and it's a little scary to know that my siblings are almost full adults. At number 7, I am engaged. A lot of people don't think that at the first sight of me, but I am. I am grateful to have this amazing man in my life and would never have it any other way. He supports me through my ups and my downs and never forgets to tell me that he loves me every minute of every day. If you want to know more about how we met, just let me know. At number 6, I'm a musician. I literally tell everybody this and they're very surprised to know that I have these talents, but I can sing, play ukulele, piano, and guitar. I would like to learn how to write songs properly without it just being chords, but I am not ready to learn that just yet. I have written about 7 songs and only love about 4 of them. Anyways, on to the next fact. Number 5, I am also an artist and I edit videos for YouTube. My edits though are more just the Disney and non-Disney crossovers that everybody likes to make fun of, but I think it's a fun thing to do just to get my day to move along. For my artwork, however, I paint and draw. I don't really show off my art much, but when I do, I love both the criticism and the compliments I receive as any artist would. I most likely draw anime, but I can also draw cartoons and real people and animals. Coming up at number 4, I am on TikTok. Then again, who is it these days? I will not give my account away on here just yet. If you really want to know what it is, I may do a Q&A sometime soon, but it will be after I get about, let's say, probably 100 listeners. Anywho, I am on TikTok and enjoy the latest trends and dances. I also like to do some little vlogs and some cosplay videos. And number 3, I still live at my parents' house. I did leave last year to go live at my mother-in-law's, but that didn't exactly work out too well. I started gaining weight and I couldn't control my eating habits like I used to. Luckily now, my mother is helping me get back on track, as well as my nurse I see almost every single week. It's not too bad living here, as my fiancé and I get our own room to ourselves out the back in my father's garage. We will be moving out eventually, I just need to get a new car. At number 2, my last name isn't actually Wilson. I decided to just take my fiancé's last name as it would be easier for people not to track me down. I get very, and I mean very, conscious about my real identity on social media, besides Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat. Makes it easier for those stalkers to go away. Makes me feel like Hannah Montana. Finally, in our number 1 spot today, I am addicted to Batman. If you knew me in real life, you could ask any of my friends and family, and they'll tell you what to get me for my birthday or Christmas. It will always be the answer of something Batman. I have, let's see what I have. I have an action figure, posters, pillows, pop vinyls, the Arkham series games, movies, shirts, pants, console and controller stickers, phone cases, hats, mugs, Legos, plushies, books, magnets, bags, and I'm pretty sure that's the lot. Sorry, I forgot coaster. Many of my family and friends are a little concerned for someone my age to still be addicted to Batman, though I know many of whom who are older and have a massive collection, and I wish I was them. Alright, well, that's the end of our top 10 facts about me that you probably did not, or probably couldn't know. So that will be all for our segment today. If you'd like to know more, let me know in the comments or messages, and I will answer a few questions in the next one. Right now, I do not know what this channel will be about, but we will find out in the next episode. Thank you for listening, and enjoy the rest of your morning, noon, or night. Bye, everybody.